Demonic Abortion. 1. What is the culture of death? Pope John Paul II popularized the term culture of death in his 1995 encyclical entitled Evangelium Vitae, that is, the Gospel of Life. The term culture of death refers to any society, religion, or nation where killing innocent human beings has been legalized and institutionalized. This killing can be legalized through actual legislation, government policies, or through court action to decriminalize the procedure. In many cases, the laws or policies are even rewritten in such a way as to legally define these persons as non-citizens or even non-humans to further justify the act of killing. In such a case, the killing of innocent children receives not only the sanction of law, but also the general agreement of the populace, which signifies its acceptance through active cooperation, apathy, or simply silence. Abortion also becomes an economic force in society, since it is fundamentally a lucrative business that benefits an elite few and provides political power to those who promote it. There are many expressions of the culture of death varying from society to society, but everywhere it is found, it becomes a devastating force of death. In all cases, the abortion culture kills babies and then, in its wake, kills souls and societies as well. For example, atheistic communism aimed to systematically destroy the family and used abortion as its instrument to accomplish this purpose. Soviet Russia legalized abortion as early as 1920 and imposed it on all Soviet bloc countries in the 1950s. Russia is now in a catastrophic demographic freefall, losing more than 800,000 people from its overall population every year due precisely to the long-term ravages of abortion. Vladimir Putin has referred to this situation as a national crisis, and although the Russian Duma, parliament, has in recent years restricted the circumstances for getting abortions, these measures are hardly going to be effective in reversing the decline in population after 90 years of baby killing. Japan legalized abortion during the tenure of American General Douglas MacArthur after the Second World War, and even at that time, it was possible to obtain an abortion through the seventh month of pregnancy. It was considered a pragmatic means of reducing population growth. In fact, it was so effective in winnowing several generations of Japanese that Japan now is the oldest nation on Earth, with the number of born children declining for 26 consecutive years. In the past decade, more than 2,000 Japanese primary and secondary schools have closed, and 60,000 Japanese teachers have lost their jobs due to the absence of children. 2. What is the distinguishing feature of the worldview of pro-abortion activists, and where did it come from? It is important to distinguish between the hardcore pro-abortion proponents, the activists, and the masses of people who just accept it because they naively think it is necessary or because they imbibe the rhetoric that abortion is, quote, a woman's right, unquote. The activists are people who have become immersed in or even possessed by the ideology of abortion and have become its servants. Demons always need doorways through which to enter people, and seductive systems of unholy ideas, i.e., ideologies, are often the means through which demons capture human minds and, through them, do much evil in the world. One has only to witness the destructive ideologies of the last century to see how much evil that unholy ideas worked in a system can do. Nazism, communism, Maoism, Darwinism, radical feminism, homosexual activism, and even moral relativism are examples of just a few of the pernicious mindsets that have at times taken over the minds of men for great evil. They are the causes of the violent deaths of hundreds of millions of innocent individuals. A distinguishing feature of the worldview of pro-abortion activists is their ability to see the world in moral terms entirely opposite the pro-life Christian worldviews. In many ways, their worldview is the complete reversal or denial of authentic Christianity and human values. On virtually every single issue related to life and morality, the worldview of the promoters of the culture of death militates against the authentic Christian position. Consider these two worldviews in conflict: the pro-life Christian position and the pro-abortion culture of death position. For example, Jesus Christ is the Lord of life. Worship of no god or worship of pagan deities, secular humanism as a religion. Authentic freedom is always accompanied by duties and responsibilities to others. Freedom of choice is an absolute value with no obligations attached to it. Abortion is murder and the violation of the most fundamental human right to life. Abortion is a fundamental human right. Women are partners with men in marriage and society. Women are in competition with men in marriage and society. Parents are the rightful teachers of their children about matters of human sexuality. Hedonistic sexuality education and mandatory school-based sex education are in charge of children's education about matters of human sexuality. Be fruitful and multiply. Children and fertility are a blessing. Large families are positive. Children and fertility are a burden and oftentimes considered a curse. Large families are irresponsible. Contraception is destructive of fertility and the marriage covenant. Contraception is freedom from fertility. Chastity is a human virtue and fornication is a sin. Promiscuity is a human virtue and chastity is ridiculed. Embryonic stem cell research is the destruction of human life. Embryonic stem cell research is advancing science and leading to cures for other human beings. Physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia are murder. Physician-assisted suicide and euthanasia are ways to exercise autonomy in decision-making. Homosexual activity is immoral, and homosexual marriage is an illegitimate right. Homosexuality is a lifestyle and should receive endorsement from society as equal to marriage. God made them male and female and created human nature as determinative of the relationship between them. Genders are defined by social convention and are not fixed in nature. Authentic social and political development is for the good of the world. Population control is there to keep down the breeding of those peoples considered undesirables. 3. What is the unholy trinity? The culture of death is not just about the surgical killing of babies. There are other elements that work together with surgical abortion to bring about a culture of death in every country of the world. These elements are the triad that we term the unholy trinity, since they are always found united in the work of killing life, marriage, and family. They are contraception, comprehensive sex education, and abortion. Abortion promoters do not go into traditional cultures and try to convince them to start killing their babies. Quite the opposite. Oftentimes, the abortion promoters enter to deceive a culture into thinking that they are preventing abortion by promoting contraception as a solution to unwanted pregnancies. They claim that fewer children will bring greater economic prosperity and that the development of their country is intimately tied to the reduction of the birth rate. In other words, in overt and subtle ways, they blame the economic poverty of a country on children and stigmatize large families as irresponsible. At times, they impose government-ordered limits on childbearing, overtly, or punish reproduction through other forms of disincentives, such as social pressures and medical coercion. Along with that, the abortion promoters rarely, if ever, admit that contraception fails because they know that when it does, it creates a need for abortion as its sinister backup. These are the standard tactics of the death peddlers. The logic of it was enshrined in a clear opinion of the United States Supreme Court in 1992, Planned Parenthood versus Casey, where Justice Sandra Day O'Connor admitted, rather frankly, quote, "Abortion is customarily chosen as an unplanned response to the consequences of an unplanned activity or to the failure of conventional birth control. For two decades of economic and social developments, people have organized intimate relationships and made choices that define their views of themselves and their places in society in reliance on the availability of abortion in the event that contraception should fail." Unquote. If contraception transforms a society's attitudes toward childbearing, programs of sex education in the schools change how the youth of a country behave in matters of human sexuality. Sex education is the systematic values and behavior modification program of the culture of death, and it is very effective when it is implemented in the public school system. far out of sight of the watchful eyes of parents. These programs are not chastity or abstinence education programs according to Christian standards. They are Planned Parenthood-style hedonistic indoctrination about sex. They have a devastating effect on the young. They hook them on birth control, indoctrinate them into alternative lifestyles, and open them to the idea that abortion is just another choice that they can make when promiscuity gets them into trouble. Passing from the idea that a child is an inconvenience, contraception, to the idea that a child is irresponsible, sex education, to the idea that a child is a problem or a crisis that can be solved only by abortion is the slippery slope that the devil has created in the hearts and minds of people. The corruption of ideas from one to the other has behind it a diabolically clever strategic mind that exploits the innate laziness of human beings in the area of sexuality and literally creates murderers out of mothers and fathers. The current chairman of Human Life International regularly says that Planned Parenthood set out decades ago to change the way America thinks about sex, and they were phenomenally successful. The plan of the Unholy Trinity is to subvert everything that God wants us to consider sacred and is, in essence, another gospel entirely opposite of the gospel of Jesus Christ that the Church upholds and offers to the world for its sanctification. The Unholy Trinity constitutes a demonic assault on humanity, which must be rejected outright by men and women and cast out authoritatively by the Church. 4. In what sense is the promotion of abortion a conspiracy? The term conspiracy against life was coined by Pope John Paul II to describe the promotion of abortion on a massive scale. The words of the Holy Father are sobering. Quote, "Humanity today offers us a truly alarming spectacle if we consider not only how extensively attacks on life are spreading, but also their unheard of numerical proportion and the fact that they receive widespread and powerful support from a broad consensus on the part of society, from widespread legal approval and the involvement of certain sectors of healthcare personnel. With time, the threats against human life have not grown weaker. They are taking on vast proportions. They are not only coming from the outside, from the forces of nature or the Cains who will kill the Abels. No, they are scientifically and systematically programmed threats. We are, in fact, faced by an objective conspiracy against life, involving even international institutions engaged in the encouraging and carrying out actual campaigns to make contraception, sterilization, and abortion widely available. Nor can it be denied that the mass media are often implicated in this conspiracy by lending credit to that culture which presents recourse to contraception, sterilization, abortion, and even euthanasia as a mark of progress and a victory of freedom, while depicting as enemies of freedom and progress those positions which are unreservedly pro-life." Unquote. The conspiracy against life that Pope John Paul speaks about thus has several alarming characteristics. 1. Its attacks against life are exponentially greater than the world has ever known, and they are spreading. 2. There is a legal, scientific, and social consensus for these attacks. 3. The conspiracy is international, a conglomeration of powerful institutions working together. 4. It forces its ethic of killing on others in a systematic and scientific way. 5. The conspirators are aided and abetted by powerful media propaganda. 6. The conspiracy is driven by anti-values or distortions of true values. And 7. It identifies those with humane or religious values as enemies. The Holy Father does not call this conspiracy against life demonic, but the way he describes it allows for a deeper reflection on the root causes. In its simplest terms, something so vast, so coordinated, and so objectively evil cannot be driven merely by human ingenuity. Nor is it driven only by human sinfulness. There is a deeper power to the overall campaign, which suggests a much keener, coordinating intelligence than the scheming of human minds. The description indicates a demonic intelligence behind the conspiracy. Fallen angels are perfectly capable of carrying out such a coordinated attack on life through spiritually malicious and weak human beings who hold the reins of worldly power. 5. in what sense is the abortion business demonic? In secular terms, abortion is fundamentally a business based on a perverse idea of human rights. Ideological concerns about women's rights determine the scope of the mission, but money drives it, and we must never forget that if we want to truly understand the power of the abortion industry. Abortion is a commodity that is cleverly marketed to women under the rubric of free choice and sold for a price to make huge profits off the deaths of innocents. The abortion industry is a raw killing machine that also generates enormous amounts of cash as it destroys life. The spiritual dimension of this grisly business, however, is its systematizing of ritual blood sacrifice to the god of child murder, who, in the Old Testament, is called Moloch. The demon of child sacrifice appears in many forms and cultures throughout history, but it is always the same bloodthirsty beast that demands the killing of children as a form of worship. This demon also seeks public endorsement in ever new forms of expression to increase his worship. In some of the ancient images of these evil practices, we see huge drums being used besides the places of sacrifice as the rituals proceed. These drums were used to drown out the screams of the victims who were being sacrificed on their altars and deaden the consciences of those who participated in such evil. The practice of child sacrifice was condemned as an abomination by the prophets of the Old Testament. Ezekiel said to the people of Israel, "The sons and daughters you had borne me, you took and offered as sacrifices to be devoured by them. Was it not enough for you to play the harlot? You slaughtered and immolated my children to them, making them pass through fire." The abortion industry of today offers ritual blood sacrifice to that ancient demon of child sacrifice. It is in every way a demonic religion. It has an infallible dogma, choice, a ruling of hierarchy, Planned Parenthood, theologians, feminist ideologues, a sacrificing priesthood, abortionist, temples, abortion mills, altars of sacrifice, surgical tables, ritual victims, babies and also women, acolytes and sacristans, clinic workers and technicians, guardian angels, police and escorts, congregations, foundations and private supporters of abortion, and its own version of grace, which makes everything work, money. In modern abortion, the drums of the ancient rituals are the buckets and containers now used to carry out the obliterated dead bodies of the babies, and the sound of the abortionist's sucking machine drowns out the silent scream of the innocent one who is sacrificed on the altar of feminism or greed or ideology. The end game of it all is the burning of the victims as a holocaust to the demon. In ancient times, babies were passed through the fire. Nowadays, the babies sacrificed to Moloch are simply sent out and burned as medical waste. The sacrificial victim in this demonic religion is not a brute animal, as it was offered by the priests of Israel. In abortion, the victim is an innocent human being who is made in the image and likeness of God and completely unable to defend himself from the abortionist's aggression or ideology. Furthermore, the baby is sacrificed by his own mother and father, who pay an executioner to perform the ritual. This combination of innocence, parental renunciation, and ritualized annihilation of the image of God in human form is the devil's way of blaspheming God. And in this project, he can count on the misguided participation of God's own children. The systematic destruction of the human body, which St. Paul calls the temple of the Holy Spirit, is also a sacrilege. In short, abortion is the perfect demonic system that offers a perverse form of worship to the devil. If the abortion business is not truly diabolical, nothing is. 6. What does demonic ideology look like? International abortion promoters usually use abstract rhetoric and conventional language to disguise their grisly plans. But for those who sell abortion, there is no abstraction. They are the grassroots ideologues who make money off the destruction of babies and the promotion of immorality. Good examples of demonic ideology can be found on the websites of abortion providers and purveyors of the death culture. An abortion mill in Pennsylvania, for example, had the following crass description of its abortion package deals on its website in recent years, until its sales pitch became too damaging to their reputation, or to their sales, or both. The following excerpt is from a page that was entitled, How Do You Want Your Abortion? The prices listed are from the early 2000s and most likely have gone up. Quote, Hi, my name is Jane, and I'm going to help you decide what kind of abortion is right for you. First of all, let me say that I'm sorry you are in this situation, but it may help to learn what's available and then decide what is right for you. We have a number of packages available, or you can customize an experience that fits with your situation and needs. Let me describe our most frequently requested packages to you. 1. Economy. This is our most popular package, which has been offered since 1973 and enjoyed by several millions of women in the United States. You can expect to be in an abortion facility about 4 hours. Several other clients will be joining you as you learn about the basics of pregnancy termination, birth control, and aftercare. Outpatient surgery is simple, quick, and safe. Personal review of medical history and emotional check-in are available. Beverages and snacks will be served, and the choice of pain relievers is yours, all for a reasonable fee of $350. 2. The Lunch Hour Special. Designed for the busy woman for whom time is more valuable than money. Make your appointment online and submit your personal medical information for review in advance of your appointment. Lab work can be performed at your convenience ahead of time. The physician is kind, quick, and gentle. Some sedatives may not be available in this time frame, but we guarantee service in 1 hour. $600. 3. The Family Package. This is an important decision in your life, and of course you want your loved ones around you. You can be accompanied through every phase of this process by a person you choose. Counseling is available for all family members and includes training and suggestions for them to participate in your care. Flowers? Breakfast in bed? Babysitting? Just tell us what you want and we'll pass it along. We stress support and coping skills before, during, and after your abortion. Your choice, the abortion pill, an additional $100, or surgical abortion, $650. 4. Do it yourself. Are you the kind of person who does a lot of research? Someone who knows what you want? Do you want to avoid the hustle, bustle, and waiting time of a busy clinic? Would you like your abortion in the comfort of your own home? Take a pill today and choose when you bleed anytime in the next 3 days, safely, completely, and in your own home. Full instructions and educational video included, and our 24-hour advice line is open to you. Available only in early pregnancy, some restrictions apply. Like everything else you do, have this experience on your own terms. $550. 5. Deluxe Spa Treatment. Get the luxury and personal attention you deserve. Check into our special suite at the Jetson Hotel, where you will meet with our experienced guide who will be available to you for your abortion experience. After extensive orientation for you and your partner or family, enjoy a relaxing massage and jacuzzi. Full emotional support is available to you and those close to you, tailored to your needs. A full range of sedatives and pain relievers to choose from make for a pain-free procedure by our experienced and friendly physician. Recover back in your suite and choose from 3 relaxing options, a foot massage, a mud pack facial, or a rebalancing of your chakras by our expert Reiki master. Our guide will be available to you for review aftercare and discuss any emotional issues. Full cable and choice of video entertainment available. And enjoy our feather pillow beds for a good night's sleep. $3,000. 6. Spiritual Journey. Ending a pregnancy is not just a physical act, but also a spiritual process. Meet with our spirit healer and guide a week in advance to plan the ritual journey that will meet your spiritual needs. Native American, Eastern philosophy, nature-inspired, or custom-designed ceremonies are available to you and to the support people who will accompany you on your spirit quest. Or, design your own rituals with the help of our experienced guides. Check into our mountain retreat Friday night for a ritual cleansing and spiritual preparation. Have the surgical abortion when you are ready for the separation of paths with the spirit child within you. Miscarriage with medicines and herbs is also available early in pregnancy. A follow-up ritual a year and a day later is included in this package. $5,000. 7. Full Emotional Support. Deciding to end a pregnancy may well be the most difficult emotional crisis a woman or couple ever face. Our experienced counselor will spend 2 hours with you and a support person of your choice, and your appointment will be scheduled 2 to 7 days after that. The counselor will explore relationship and identity issues, personal goals, religious and spiritual concerns, and offer interactive skill building to you and your significant other. A choice of 3 self-help books are included with additional suggestions for grief work and emotional aftercare. The procedure will be performed by an experienced and kind physician in privacy with your choice of pain relievers and sedatives. Or choose to miscarry with medicine taken at home, $100 extra. 2 follow-up visits with our licensed and experienced counselors are available 1 week and 1 month after the procedure. Consultation by phone with the clergy or spiritual leader from your belief system included, if desired, $1,000. 8. Discount package. A basic no-frills package is available for those women who don't need Ambience or additional support. No additional sedation is available without additional cost. Licensed physicians perform the safe surgery in less than 5 minutes. Expect delays and waiting time. No support people allowed in counseling or medical areas. If you want to spend the money on something else, this package may work for you, but we encourage you to consult our website for a complete overview of the abortion experience. $250, cash only. 9. Abortions Anonymous. For the woman who wants to tell no one, keep it secret, and have no record of ever being there, we offer an anonymous service with private hours. Counseling offered to explore any feelings and potential emotional side effects. No names taken. $950, cash only.